Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey.
Well, damn, I just realized that's the wrong intro for the show. Wet Wet Wednesday starts right now. This is some new Usher. This is called Peace Sign. We're going to do the right thing right after this. Monster music. Monsters Radio Live. E-Monster. Miss Unbelievable. Jazzy B. Ooh-wee. Let's go. Get it.
I ain't trying to wear you out. Never cared enough. Pick you up. Be ready when I pull up, babe. Oh, when I have to rush. We making love. Let me know if it ain't too much. Won't stop if I get enough, babe.
Get enough, babe. Get enough.
Get enough, babe.
Get enough, babe.
Legs up like a peace sign. Two cups down, got a tongue tied. Can't wait till I'm inside. BB to the sunrise. All up in the hair like a hair tie. Two cups down, got a tongue tied. Can't wait till I'm inside, yeah.
Pick up the pace, my hand on the waist. Thinking about it for some days. I'm on the way. I hop in the race. Speeding, racing to a place. The fat on my face. She staying there for days. So good, I don't need a plate. I love how she tastes. She don't fit with no lanes. That's why she stay in a place. On this side, legs up like a peace sign. Two cups down, got a tongue tied. Can't wait till I'm inside. BP to the sunrise. All up in the hair like a hair tie. Two cups down, got a tongue tied. Can't wait till I'm inside. Oh, I ain't trying to wear you out. Never cared enough. On my way to pick you up. Be ready when I pull up, babe. I don't wanna have to rush. We making love. Legs up like a peace sign. Two cups down, got a tongue tied. Can't wait till I'm inside. BB to the sunrise. All up in the hair like a hair tie. Two cups down, got a tongue tied. Can't wait till I'm inside.
Uh-huh. That's some new Usher. Him and Beethoven. Monstrous Radio Live. Wet Wet Wednesday, where it's not all slow, but definitely sexy. So, all right, we got some sexy conversation for y'all tonight. I'm DJ E-Monster. Let's go over here and say what's up to Miss Unbelievable. That would be just rude of me to start the show out without saying what's up to the lady first. How you feeling tonight, Mama? Hello.
That's all I'm saying. Giving y'all kisses. Hey. Hey.
So you in a good mood tonight. Okay. That's what
you're doing. You know.
So, all right. So check it out. Hey. One of the things that I do want to talk about, of course, we're going to get into some sexy conversation. We're going to figure it out here in just a second because I think we got a couple things But one of the things I did want to talk about, because, you know, this show is about R&B music, panty droppers, and just R&B music all around. So right now, there's a big thing going on online. I don't know if you've seen it, Miss Unbelievable, but it's Jacquez. He's saying he's the king of R&B, and apparently people have gone fucking wild. Have you seen it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Of course I have. Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Of course I have.
All right, so that's one.
You know,
of the
my first question was,
huh?
Ryan tells me when I was like, "Who is arguing? Is he relevant?" Oops, and then we'll finish.
Oops,
my bad.
All right, so we're gonna talk about that a little bit. Wasn't there some other things we're gonna talk about tonight? What do we have on our platter?
I want to know. You know. How do you please your man when he's not feeling well? How do you please him? You know, because they be whining and blah, 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 don't touch me. How can you please him? Like, what do you do to please him when your man is not feeling well?
That's a good one. That's a good one. And for me, I'm going to respond with woman, I of course.
Man or woman,
here.
Of course.
Okay.
I want to know. I want to know.
Okay.
Can I get one more? I want to know. What's sexy for you around the holidays besides sex? What's sexy for you around the holidays besides sex?
Now one I'm going to have to let marinate, but we're going to figure it out. We're going to figure it out. So, definitely, you guys call in just a little bit. You know the number, 424-243-9649. You got to press 1 when you want to go live and talk with us. And definitely, you can bring up a sexy conversation, and we can go on that, and we can continue with what we got. So, we're going to get to some more sexy music. Let's see. Do I got a panty dropper coming up? Matter of fact, let me see. Let's debate this R&B thing, seeing that that's going to be one of our topics. I think we should start out with some Jacquez music.
Oh,
and then we're
going to
throw
is?
Some people in there. Yeah, Jacquez. Look.
I'm so pretty. I know.
So, all right, let's check out some of his music right quick, and then we'll check in with some other artists that might be giving him a little run for his money. Look like our whole board just went live, so I think we got some things to talk about. So, all right, check it out, y'all. This is Jacquez. I'm going to play, matter of fact, one of his new ones, because this right here is definitely putting him up for the candidate for being king of R&B. But check this one out. This is called You, Jacquez, Monsters Radio on a wet, wet Wednesday. This one might be a panty dropper. Ooh-wee.
We live, y'all. Wet, wet Wednesday. 424-243-9649. Press 1. Yeah.
2:30 in the morning. Round the time, you know we going in. I have to kiss so you don't throw it in. No, but you get crazy when you're horny. I feel like I should be your lover, I should be your friend. All those silly issues made up in your head. Money can pay for your time, but it's not love. And love cannot pay for that shit that I bought you. Swear to God, I should be gone, leave you alone, cause I'd rather be with you in all your bullshit. Rather be with you in all your bullshit. I'd rather be with you in all your bullshit. Rather be with you in all your bullshit. You. I pay for the shit that I bought ya. Yeah. Ooh, got me up on some drama. Knowing this shit is a problem. Yeah. Swear to God, I should be
rather be with you and all your bullshit. Rather be with you and all your bullshit. I'd rather be with you and all your bullshit. Rather be with you and all your bullshit. You, yeah, babe.
That's Jacquez. Now, he's the one saying he's the king of R&B. I got a runner coming up for y'all in just a moment, but so we're going to talk about that. Like she said, we're going to talk about some other things. She said, how do you take care of your lover when they're ill? That's a damn good one. That's a damn good one, because I tell you what, if your ass is ill and you sneeze on my dick, I'm kicking your ass across the room. I'm just saying, like, boop! Check it out. This is the dude I say that's giving him a run for his money for the king of R&B. This is Roe James. Just give me some permission. We open the lines after this. Yeah. Wet, wet Wednesday. We would rock.
Did you to give me that green light? don't you say no.
Baby, I can't stop, won't stop till you say so.
Give me that green light, green light, don't you say no.
Baby, I can't stop, won't stop till you say so.
Come on and give me that green light.
Yeah, we're in a couple moments. We're about to talk about the king of R&B. That's Ro James. Oh, no. They're going to have to box this one out because Ro go in. I'm just saying, you like that song there, Miss Unbelievable?
I like that song, but that's you. No. King of R&B? No. Neither one.
Not with
of
that one.
Is in the running for none of that. Neither one.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
Wow.
All right. Well, definitely it's going to be up for debate here in just a little bit. So, hey, people, let us know who you think should be the king of R&B right now. You dig? And R&B music. Who's got them panty droppers and the ones that get you in the mood? So, hold on, Miss Unbeliever. I think we got Jazzy over here. I'm not for sure, but let's go check and see. Is that you, Jazzy B? Hello? Maybe that's not her.
Or she got herself on mute like she always do.
Oh, maybe that's not her. Okay.
Maybe it's not her.
So, all right, we got some other people over here on the line. So we already started our little debate talking about who's going to be the king of R&B. You dig? So let's go over and see who we got on the line right quick and get into our Wet Wednesday. 612-584. Who we got on the line? Hello. Maybe it's something with the line tonight. Let me see. Let me try another one. Okay, that one called dropped. Let me try another one. Let me try this one. This one might be so serious. 651313. Who we got on the line? Hello.
Man, this is Cold Peace. That was me that was on the other phone. My Bluetooth was doing something crazy, but what's going down?
Oh, okay. What's good, Cold Peace?
Hey, Cold.
Hey. How y'all doing tonight?
What's going on? I'm feeling monstrous.
Oh, did not
I'm feeling
up?
Sexy.
Okay. And I'm just feeling.
Okay. Today, I'm monstrous and she's sexy. We're going to call it the Beauty and the Beast episode. So, first thing we want to ask you, because I know, you know, you're big in the music industry, whether it comes from touring, helping artists get on and things like that. So you hear a lot of the majors in the industry and the upcoming artists. Do you think Jacquez is on point by saying he's the king of R&B today?
Definitely not.
Okay. Elaborate.
Yeah, when I seen it, I was wondering, I was like, what is this dude smoking?
Okay.
Well, apparently, I think that's what a lot of people are saying. They're like Miss Unbelievable said, I mean, unfortunately, some people are saying, who? What's his name? What song he got out? Some people are throwing up Kells, and a lot of other artists is like, dude, what is you thinking? You was not that dude today. I would have to say, now, me, honestly, I have to say, every artist is always going to have that that confidence. You know what I mean? I have to say, you're not a real artist if you don't walk around with that confidence.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
You should.
Mm-hmm. But
you know, you kind of put yourself out there like that. I mean, you gotta like be like an icon, legend like status. Don't be no rookie, you know, tripping.
Right, right, right. Yeah, because you can't just pop on the scene. I mean, let's keep it honest. I mean, how long has he really been on the scene? Maybe.
Well, you know, with his YouTube videos and stuff like that, mm-hmm. I give him like 4 years. But as far as being recognized and played on the radio and, you know, doing the different collaborations and stuff that he's done with other artists, that's only been happening like the past 18 months.
Mm-hmm. Right, right, right. So, I mean, don't get me twisted. I mean, he's doing a lot of things right now. He's very busy. He's doing a lot of big collabs, but I don't know.
Yeah, come on.
He got a secret weapon or something. He got this. It got to be an album that's going to come out this month. And it's got to be a marketing scheme.
It's got to be. Right. Because that's almost like saying you LeBron, and you know doggone well you ain't LeBron. Like, you want to be me, and you talk about you LeBron. Like, come on, bro. Like, are you serious? Like, no one can really hold that title now. Because a lot of people ain't really doing real R&B nowadays. You know, it ain't like when we was growing up. You know, it ain't baby making music going on right now. So I can say you're an artist, but I can't say you're the king or, you know, of it. Nah. No.
Yeah, nah, he tripping. He just kind of, you know, stuck his neck out there, so he going to have to deal with what comes behind it. You know, things like this. Like I said, if it's not a marketing scheme, these are the type of things that make or break you.
True that, because it's like you're calling out the
somebody
industry.
Should have told him.
Yeah, so he tripping.
Right. Okay. So, is there anybody who you could think of that could be up for that runner-up for King of R&B?
I mean, I pretty much would get everybody the same platform, like Ms. Unbelievable was saying. Like, the music's not the same. You know, it's more or less hip-hop, even because the tempo's a little bit slower, and you're saying a few sexy things or something in it, or the guys are calling themselves kind of being, sensitive in a sense?
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same thing. I don't even call it R&B, you know, because R&B is like rhythm and blues, like real soul. Like, the sound is a little bit more soulful.
Okay, let's go 100. Are they singing to us, or are they singing to men? You know, back in the day, we knew they were talking about
women. Hello, say it.
You know what I'm saying? First of all, who are you singing to? Are you singing to me so I can feel it, or are you singing? I mean, I can't even look at you, you know, and say, oh, he's singing to me. How you dress, how you present yourself. Who are you performing for? Because once you get off, you know, you're kissing on a dude. Like, how can I even visualize me even wanting to be with you?
That's not sexy to a woman. Yeah. What they do, it's not sexy trying to, I don't know, kind of what, being a gangster thug because they don't want to be a man with sensitivity?
And that's from the ladies, y'all.
Yeah, I ain't throwing no panties on stage. Chris Brown might be able to get a pair of panties or something if he dance.
Right.
Now, Chris Brown is a contender because he's shown himself approved, though. He's been there. Mm-hmm. He's gone his rounds. So I can say Chris Brown is a contender. I can even say, you know, I even put you up in the top five, you know, for this day and age. But that's
of course,
it.
Yeah.
You're not the king of it, but you're a contender, you know.
Of course. Yes. No one got the belt.
You ain't got the belt, though, but you a contender. You can say you can hold your own in the ring. You know, if I want to come see you, I know you singing to me. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh,
I ain't worried about
it.
I know you can get my panties and take them home, and you'll want them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, instead of throwing them away, I'll stay.
All right, look, we're going to take a breather. We're going to come back and check in with some more people. Watch this radio Wednesday. Now, this dude right here, maybe he might be a contender. Hey, he popped out with a new album. I don't know. Y'all let me know what y'all think. This right here is called Boomerang. Chief Sweat, new album, and Cadence Price on a Wet Wednesday. Watch this radio live.
This is about to be wet. Can we do it again? Six in the morning, boy, I'm so hungry. Abba's as tall as five and feel. Love me so long, you put it on.
Your body right here with me, 'cause you know just what I'm gonna do. I'ma whisper in your ear and say those freaking things to you. Temperature rise, your body is fire, and I'ma give you all of this love. So come here, baby, let me drive you crazy. I hope you're ready.
Wednesday, new panty droppers. I said new Keen Sweat. So I got Miss Unbelievable with me. Hold on, Miss Unbelievable. I think we got Jazzy up and working now. You there with us, Jazzy? Jazzy B.
Yes.
Hi, guys.
There we go.
I'm here. Hi.
Hey,
guys. This is you.
I'm your show, too.
What's goody goody? So I,
what's
so,
happening?
I know you got something to say on one of our topics tonight. Co-Peace gave her opinion. We're going to open up that line with Co-Peace here again in just a moment as we move along with our other topics. But we're talking about, you know, I seen the thing today about Jacquez saying that he was the king of R&B. And apparently people went crazy. Did you see any of this stuff that I just spoke upon?
Yes, I've been seeing posts about Jacquees.
Is that how you say
his name? We've been saying his name wrong, Jesus. See, irrelevant.
Yes. And he cracks me up every time he says that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever correct him, but it's funny. I like the way he said it. Jaquiz.
Right, my bad.
Yes, I can.
You can hear me there, bro. And you just let me go. So do you think that that he is the king of R&B? If not, who do you think is? Or do you have an opinion
Absolutely
on who is?
Not. He is not the king of R&B. In this day and age, if I had to choose someone, if I had to choose someone, it would be Hank would be at the top.
Okay.
Trey
okay.
Songz. Hank, Trey Songz, and Chris Brown.
Okay. That's not a bad lineup.
That's not a bad lineup. But Jazzy, though, they are not like the new breed, though. Those are still old school back in the day. Come on. They've been out for a few years.
They've been out for years, but that's who if I had to choose somebody, that's who would get the crown. He definitely would not be Jaquez. He might be the new king of remixing shit, remixing people shit, but come on, man. But you ain't even been in Big Boy Draws long enough to goddamn be the king. Fuck you mean? Hell a baby, come on, man. But you barely jumped off the goddamn porch. How you gonna be the king, nigga?
So we're gonna open back up with Cold Peace. We're definitely gonna get to your other people over here. Just stick with us. We're gonna get to you. What's one of the other topics we're gonna talk about or we're gonna touch on tonight? They're Miss Unbelievable.
Okay, so your mate is sick. How can you please your mate while they're sick? You know, besides the whining and talk about don't touch me, what can you do, you know, to keep them feeling like they the king of the castle while they sick?
That's a good one.
Can I answer that in an airy type of way?
Oh, shit. No. Come on. Oh, shit. Come on.
I love you. I'll take care of you. Get you back to health, but keep them germs over there, goddamn. I don't want that shit.
Keep it over there.
I'll fix you some little soup, you know, make sure you ain't got no fever. We can't have sex, though, because that means you got to breathe on me, okay?
Both of us can't be in this motherfucker's seat.
Right, you're trying to do some foreplay and change on me. Be like, what the fuck? Ruin the whole move. Fuck?
Yeah, you can't sneeze on me, don't breathe on me. I can't even give you no head while you speak. That is catchy. Them is germs.
Okay. All right. Shit. I mean, how would you handle that, Miss Unbelievable? How would you handle it?
First of all, I'm coming in with a mask. You know, I'm just going to keep 100. I'm coming in with a mask. But I'm going to rub you down, you know, put you, you know, rub you down, make you feel better. I'm going to rub you down, you know, make sure you're good.
That's the part of taking care of you. Just don't breathe on me.
Yeah, you know, but I have my mask on. Or I'll put you in the mask, you know, because y'all don't really want to be touched, so y'all so sensitive. So, you know, just give you some hugs, you know, lay with you, let you put your, you know, your head in my lap, you know, just that kind of stuff. Cuddle with you, you know, I have my mask on, so I'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
Cookie your food. You know, do all the ready stuff. Cookie your food. You know, make you still feel special, you know.
Okay.
make your bath.
It's
unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. I just want to put you. I just want to put this in your head while you still putting on masks and shit. Them masks ain't 100%. You still gonna get sick.
Well, you know, I can take it though. You know, I can take it. You know what I'm saying? Well, most women can take it. You know, I gotta get him well fast because he's freaking the Monty. So you know, I got to hurry up the process. The process. You know, so you gotta do what you gotta do to hurry up the process of getting him back out. Because the longer he's sick, the longer he's whining in my house. Yeah, he got to get well real quick because men whine too much. So I got to get them out. I got to get them out the way.
That's why you gotta put the drugs. You gotta put the drugs in the drink and the food.
What, overdose? You want me to overdose? I'm overdose. She just told me to overdose.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you the truth. From a guy's point of view, we ain't worried about all that shit. I'm going to keep it 100. We ain't worried about all that shit. All them guns and all that other shit. Hell no. You know why? You know why? We just gonna hit it from the back anyway. Nah, baby, put your face down in your pillow, fall, sneeze in your pillow, pop that ass up. You dig? We just gonna hit it from the back. It ain't gonna be on top. No missionary, not no from the side cuddle shit. Well, we might do the cuddle thing because your face is away from us. But that's how it goes. Men, we not gonna be petty and let some bullshit like that stop us. I'm just gonna say, when it's time to get it in, it's time to go swimming. You dig? Cold or hot pool. It's Marines around this motherfucker. When I want some, I want some. You don't have to feel good. I'm sorry.
For real, though. You just going to go swimming.
Well, in our case, we can't hit it from the back.
For real, you getting ready to go swimming because you sick.
Huh?
Bro, for real, you going to go swimming because you sick. No, she ain't going to touch your lip.
I'm not.
How you going to swim if you ain't touch your lip?
Because she sick.
Well, if she's sick, I'm talking about me being sick. You?
No, right now I'm talking about her being sick.
Oh, that's what you meant.
From a guy.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to figure that one out because of what they said and what you said. You changed me up on that one, bro. I'm frying chicken and everything. You messing with me? I'm trying to be on your
side, like.
I'm trying to be on your side, though, bro. You know, because they know how we do. You know how they feel.
Right.
They know how we feel when we get in the bad space and we ain't got it all together. We sneezing and all that, wheezing and teasing. Somebody, baby, come see me. She's like, nah, get away from me. Don't touch me. Act like a piece of cleanest thing on earth. She ain't never touched a German day in her life. She's like, nah, get away from me. You contaminated. Y'all know how y'all do us, ladies.
That's exactly how I do.
Cause y'all know y'all get germified. Oh, I'm a germophobic now. As soon as I get sick, oh, you want to wipe? You got hand wipes, everything, gloves, everything. What you need? We're coming there like we in the office. We in the doctor's office now. How we gonna be in the doctor's office? Baby, I'm at home with you. How you think I got sick? You gave it to me. See, we need more forums like this because we can talk about some stuff. Y'all want to open up the door? We ain't going to go in the Pandora's box. Let's open the door.
Open the door. Well, my door's wide open, then. Open the damn door. What you talking about? Open the door.
Hey, I'm coming. I'm running in. Why you got the screen up? Come on, I'm contaminated. Got a screen. I'm talking about, you talk to me through the net. Talk to me through the net. What you need is. Yes, Lord. Y'all know it ain't because of the mosquitoes, neither.
Right.
We ain't down in the bayou, but you need a net to go to sleep at night. Well, I'm glad everybody laughing. Good evening.
But
check it out. Good evening to y'all. I'm glad to be tuned in.
Good evening. All right.
Yeah,
But when they ask,
all right, now is it back on us now? They gonna do us when we sick, or we wait ready to see how we gonna take care of them when they sick? I can tell you what I do for you when you sick, baby. You want me to tell you what I do for you? All I'm gonna do is soak her feet, give her a vapor rub, and rub her feet and lotion her down, and say, "I don't want nothing tonight. I'll talk to you in the morning."
Did y'all see how that worked?
I still rub your feet. You know I'm still going to take care of your feet. I'm going to make sure you feel real comfortable and relaxed. You know, you're going to get your paper rubbed, get all that little mucus out and all that other stuff you need. Put the cup on you and make it right. You're going to be fine. I'm going to be right there sitting in the chair reading my book. If you need some, I'm going to get it for you. If you want water, you want cheese, you want coffee, you want milk, you need a lighter, anything.
This man said you want some cheese. Why in the hell would I want some cheese?
I don't know. You just might feel like you want something wrong to drink. Right.
Okay.
Hey, I'm just saying it could be anything. You asked me some Kool-Aid.
I guess it's the thought. I guess it's the thought that counts.
Kool-Aid, you know, I might have a glass of, I might keep the pitcher of the Kool-Aid by the bed with some ice in it, just in case you get thirsty.
He said kick it by the bed, y'all. I know y'all heard him say kick it by the bed.
I said
Kool-Aid
by the bed.
You
kick
my Kool-Aid by the bed? You said I'm going to kick the Kool-Aid by the bed. Why you got to kick the Kool-Aid by the bed? Why you got to kick it?
Why you got to kick the pack to make sure I get the dust out because we got all that water over there?
I'm staying straight disease free. Just go and reach for it.
I'm like, just don't go in here, baby. I got it. It's right by your feet. Grab that. Grab that right there. Grab that right there. I kick it over to you now. Do your rest. Do the rest. Do the rest. Bend your ass over. Get it. Do the rest.
The job with the water. Well, all right. Hold on.
Just
y'all.
Hold on in there.
Two more people. Hold on, we got two more people on the line. We're going to check with them, see how they feel about the topic, and see what they feel about who should be the king of R&B. So hold on, stick with us, y'all. We'll come right back to you guys before we get over. 612-584.
Oh, that's me. I'm still chilling. You know, I'm on both phones. Call
okay.
me two phones shorter.
All right, well, hold on. Let's check in with the one other one, and then we'll keep it rolling. But I'll go ahead and leave the line open. This one might be Jay Dirty. 912-334.
Yo, what's up, bro?
What's good, Jay Dirty?
And shit, what's down?
Shit, that's
deep-ass voice.
What up?
What's happening with
Candy?
Hey.
Yeah. So we talking about we were talking about earlier, Jacquees. I'm gonna say it, try to get his name right, Jacquees.
Yeah, I heard that shit, man. God. Come on, man. I don't even listen to R&B like that, bro, because I'm a solo dolo motherfucker. But I tell you this, though, he ain't no goddamn king of no R&B. If it ain't Earth, Wind & Fire, Marvin Gaye, Isley Brothers, or some goddamn R. Kelly, I don't want to hear none of that R&B shit coming out of these motherfuckers. If it ain't, but Willie Clayton, my dude, too, though. That's I like his shit. That Candy Lover was my joint. Yeah, but if it ain't nobody like that, man, they got to relax. Better stop it. These youngins better stop it.
Right.
Think he said that shit just because he's like a sex symbol though, and a lot of bitches want to fuck him. But I mean, a lot of bitches want to fuck a lot of R&B dudes though, dog. But I mean, your track record ain't big enough yet as far as music go for you to call yourself the R&B king. Now you can call yourself the sex symbol king of the new age. Sure, that might work.
Who the hell is
but don't
the
call
sex
yourself.
Look,
we got one damn woman on the phone that don't want to fuck the dude though. I ain't talking to you, baby. Anyway though, because if you ain't in that, but I'm saying Jacquees said that because. A lot of damn women want to fuck him this day and time. You dig what I'm saying? So he probably got that shit confused with making R&B music with actually being wanting to be a lot of women wanting to fuck him like most R&B dudes. I guess he got his brain confused on the two, though. But, yeah, nah. If he'd have said that, he's the sex symbol of the new age for women, I'd have probably been like, I could see that. But he talking about R&B music, he better relax. He better relax. Stop.
Right, right. Cause, and I think where he is winning is more with the younger crowd.
Yeah, I don't know one song by the dude, though. I don't know one song.
That's what I said.
So, all right, so I guess he ain't winning on that note. So honestly, I know not to ask you this question, but we already have the topic.
Let me have it, man. Don't be scared.
I'm gonna let Miss Unbelievable say it. Could you tell him your other question?
Okay, when your mate is sick, how can you please your mate?
First of all, I got to ask you, what do you call a mate? What do you call a mate? Because if you're talking about like a relationship, like I got a woman staying over at my house or some shit, I don't know nothing about that. Now, if you're talking about how I'm going to know somebody goddamn sick when I don't let nobody stay with me? How I'm going to know that?
Well, then you can't answer the question.
Right. I'm sorry. I tried, Jesus, but I don't know about that. I don't do all that kind of shit. When I'm sick, if I'm sick, I want to be left the fuck alone, though. If I'm sick, I want to be left the fuck alone. I'm going to take a shot of whiskey and an ibuprofen. I'm going to sleep it off. Because I went to work with a whole infected foot for like a week straight, and my shit was leaking pus. It was fucked up. I was limping at work like a motherfucker. Yeah. Never called off, though. Always went to work, but I'm a tough dude. I can handle it. I take a damn shot of whiskey and an ibuprofen. I'm going to be all right. But I don't need no damn woman goddamn hovering over me doing some shit I know she don't want to be doing. I ain't got to do all that faking with me. Leave me the fuck alone. I'm going to do my whiskey and my ibuprofen, and you just do handle your business, and I'll see you when I'm over it. You know what I'm saying? I don't like you hovering over me doing shit that you know damn well you don't want to be in there doing. I ain't finna force you to do none of that. I'm a grown-ass man. I can handle it. You just got to relax.
Right. Okay. Now, we did have one more thing we was going to marinate on tonight, seeing that we are getting close to the end of the show. We might as well just go ahead and drop that one down. What was the other one there, Miss Unbelievable? Before my voice raps these out.
Other than sex, what else can you get your mate for the holidays? What else can you do for your mate other than sex for the holidays? And Jerry, I don't know if you're going to answer this one because you ain't got no mate. So we just going to let you do hypothetically.
Goddamn
thing. Hypothetically, if you want to be a hypothetically person, you can answer. If not, just sit back and enjoy the ride.
Hypothetically speaking, I wouldn't get him anything.
Okay. No elaboration.
I was like, damn, awkward.
I don't need to explain it. Hey, the motherfuckers know what it is with me. I don't do all that. It ain't nothing wrong with it, though. Don't get me wrong now. Nobody on the phone get me wrong. It ain't nothing wrong with doing that. But I will buy a woman something, though, but she got to be something serious to me, though. Like, talking about something serious here. I ain't talking about I'm just fucking you or, you might love me for 6 months and then leave me for the next dude around the corner that got a better body than me. Don't tell me if a woman is like really, really something to me, I'll get her whatever the fuck she wants, but I don't have that. But hypothetically, I might. It depends.
It depends on your mood and how you drinking.
No, it depends on if I like her or not, which a lot of times I don't. I just want to fuck them, but I don't really like them. I'll tell them that. They know it, though. So, I mean, it ain't like I'm hiding it from them and shit like that.
I mean, yep.
Right. Well, I'm going to jump out there and say, now we're talking about not having sex on the holiday, but getting them something anyway, something other than some good dick.
Yeah.
Is that what it's supposed to be?
That's it. Yeah, you know, because most people think of the good dick is the present, and that's it. Oh, that's it.
I think that's most men like. Well, I'm gonna keep it 100. I'm a thinker. I think ahead, so I'm gonna buy some lingerie so I can fuck her the next day.
That's probably what I'm going to do. Something real nice that I like. and we're going to bust that shit out the next day. You said not that day. It wasn't that day. So I bought her something to make her feel sexy, empowered, so I can fuck your ass tomorrow.
That's a great fucking answer right there. That is a great fucking answer. See, I didn't think about it. I didn't think to go that way, though. E-Monster, goddamn it, I'm glad you were OG, because, see, I didn't think to go that way, though. If you buy a bitch something that you going to use, that is beautiful, bro. I didn't think to go that way, though. I might buy some edible massage oils or some shit like that. Goddamn it, some edible draws. I don't know if they still got them. But, see, I didn't think about that. Bro, that's wrong. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to be selfish. You got to buy something that you going to use. Yeah, that's wrong.
Right.
Yes.
It makes beautiful holidays. Beautiful holidays.
Yes.
What about you, Miss Unbelievable?
I'm buying everything to set up the mood for. I'm like you for the next day. Like I'm getting it all together. I'm gonna have in a hotel room or the little trip planned. I'm gonna have some romance. On deck. I'm going to make sure that I'm going to get mine. I'm going to give a good gift.
Right.
And I might
right.
buy a gift.
Okay.
I might buy a gift. Like something that he's been asking for, I'm going to buy that, put that aside and be like, have a little treasure, like a little roadmap. This is for the day. This is for tomorrow. This is for the next day. I'm creating a whole little fun situation going on. Scavenger hunt. No scavenger hunt.
Okay, let me write this down in my little motherfucking book. day spa, get your toes right. Outfit.
Yeah, that's important. You got to get
the
feet right. Can't be out there looking pretty, so whatnot. Yeah, exactly.
So you're like really like preparing. So like day one, like you said, would be a spa. Day two, feet done. Day three, outfit. Day four, this, day five, that, and day six, get it all together. Scavenger hunt all day.
Well, you said day six.
That's what I'm saying.
You gotta have some after.
Hold on.
I'm
saying, like, you said 6 days. Or what we doing for 6 days?
Well, you gotta start, the whole week before. You gotta do the whole week, and then when you get there, 7 days. Yeah.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay, I'm. I don't know what's happening. I walked in on
that's
this like
long
way. You said a week right there, baby. I'm used to foreplay being like hour, maybe two, something like that, depending on how drunk I am. You said a week.
You
though,
gotta
baby.
Build up the anticipation of what all it's gonna look like. Like you just can't just be
average.
Oh,
it's gonna look like how it is the night of, because I lay everything out on the damn table the night of. I don't like to just keep secrets and pop it up 3 days later. Like, look what I didn't show you 3 days ago.
You're gonna see everything. You're gonna read it. You're gonna be like, oh, this is next, because there'll be like clues. And,
nah, the scavenger hunt
sounds
dope, though. I could probably get into the scavenger hunt thing, though. I could probably do that. Depending on if she made me go to too many places with too many people. Like, if she made me go to some little, like, country stores and shit like that, I could deal with that. But, like, if she made me go to, like, the city or some shit like that with all these stores packed with all these people, I'd be like, you know what, baby, go call your side dude and tell him that he's gonna take the holiday. I can't do that. But, I could do the scavenger hunt thing on, like, a small level. That sounds dope. But, like, I don't know how y'all rock it. Though. Y'all from Missouri and shit? Minnesota.
Yeah.
So I don't know how the hell the big city shit is up there, but I'm in the country. And I don't even like driving 3 hours away to go to Atlanta. It's like a whole nother country up there, though. I'm South Georgia. It's a whole nother country up North Georgia. I can't do it. So the scavenger hunt in the big city, no. Scavenger hunt in the country, yes, I can deal with it. That might be fun.
Oh, in
might
the country, you can really have some fun in the country, though.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Man,
yes.
You the things you could do in the country with a man, but you got to be adventurous. Gotta be adventurous.
Yeah, you can fuck a bitch in your front yard. I mean, it ain't no street lights. Yeah, right.
Ain't
well,
know how to play.
Well, damn. He said right in the front yard. Okay. Okay.
In the front yard.
Well, hold on. We gonna see what some other people have, what they got to say. Jazzy, you want to chime in on it?
She must be multitasking, got herself on mute. Let's go be over here, check back with Cold Peace right quick. All right, Cold Peace.
Man, honestly, to tell you the truth, I'm going to still end up having sex. So,
there you go, goddammit.
No,
yes.
I mean, whatever gift I get, however I present it.
Mm-hmm. Problems on that one. Let's check with the other line.
Watch it. Yeah, yeah. Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Hello. Yeah, I'm here now. That phone went dead. That phone went dead. Got to plug that one in.
Damn.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I get that many calls. But, you know, like I said, I'm going to still end up having sex no matter what gift I get, no matter if he buy me lingerie. Ain't no way in hell I'm going to be able to be seen in lingerie and not, you know, get fucked. It's just the realization of the situation. And then knowing me, because I'm ignorant, I've been and got the sex dice game for a gift for him. So now let's play and still end up having sex, you know. So it ain't no way around dealing with me.
Smart woman. Right. Well, you know, because she's talking about like butt naked Uno stuff, like something you can have fun with your partner with, though, like butt naked Uno games and shit like that. See, she's a smart lady, though, because she know the holidays is time for fucking. Time for fucking.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody on holiday wants to fuck.
Yeah, yeah. I can't see us hooking up and going on a vacation or doing nothing like that. I mean, it's just going to end up like that. It's just the honest
That's
truth.
Real time. That's real talk.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's free.
Okay,
no, I'm not
feeding.
Now you didn't change. No, I'm just playing. If it's my mate.
Oh, you scared me, Jesus. Don't do that. You scared me for a minute. I thought
we still might role play and play hooker or something. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. That's
yeah, but as long
I
as I get the money back, though, that's cool. As long as you pay me the money back when we're done. Like, I can do the hooker thing, but I got to do it.
Well, then, see, we got to make it rain and rolling money and shit at that point. You know what I'm saying?
I got a Monopoly game in the living room. We can get the money out
no,
of there.
Oh, no. Monopoly money don't make me feel sexy.
Colorful money, though.
Yeah,
colorful money.
Colorful money.
Colorful money, though. Like, it's exotic. You know what I'm saying? It's got, like, red and pink and green shit.
Oh, hell
no.
Colors,
man.
They ain't sexy
it's
enough.
Exotic. You ain't never done it up under a black light, though, so you gotta use your brain, you know? Use your noodles.
You don't know that.
Bit. You got to relax, because...
We play butt naked, but it's going to be butt naked Monopoly. You know what I'm saying?
Butt naked Uno, though. Butt naked Uno better, though, because if you put a draw four, you got to take four layers of clothes off, and the game over. We finna go fuck after that. Two hands, we done.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I can't see it not happening.
You know. Yeah. And if you get a reverse, that means you got to back that ass up on me and You know what I'm saying? Butt naked Uno fire, you know what I'm saying? It's for the kids and everybody. Just don't have the kids in the room with
you. So you made it seem like you wasn't romantic. You do got a little romantic side to you.
No, I just love pussy.
I
don't like it to stay with me. I don't like it to linger, though. It's like a fart.
Pussy's
like a fart, though. Pussy's like a fart, though. When you have it, it makes you feel good because you got the gas out, but you don't want that shit to sit there and linger, you know. Pussy's like that to me. I like pussy, but I don't want it to linger around, you know. It's one of them things. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
He just want to draw four and go home. He want to win the game and go home and leave it at that.
I don't take that long to bust, you know, depending on if I'm sober or not. So we could, you know, we could both have fun, and you could still go fuck your side dude down the street and get all the dick you wanted tonight. I just want to make sure I bust enough so I can sleep good that night. You can go do whatever you want when you leave here. I just want to make sure I get to bed okay, you know, so you got to play with the nuts, knock me the fuck out like a faint.
You know what a female got to do to handle you? What she do is she come over on her business and her A-game, too. You know what I'm saying? Make it happen real quick. Then she can go home and relax. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because
see, I cramp easy, though.
You
get cramps in my back. Like, though, like, real, you got to be careful, though, because if I cramp up, I might kick your chin off or something, though, because I be trying to stretch that bit out. Hey, you know, I be like karate in that bed bigger than crime. I'm a big dude.
Well, you got to give you a shot of whiskey and an ibuprofen when she making the drink.
Oh, yeah. Made a fact just now. You might have just made a goddamn fact just now. Look at you. Goddamn it, using a noodle, girl. Look at you. You fire like that. See that? She used my noodle against me. whiskey and ibuprofen. I'll be in there. I'll be in there like swimwear. You gotta relax. We, yeah.
Hey, man.
As y'all can tell, this is real live interactive radio. This is not scripted. We couldn't make this shit up as we went along. So, all right, tune in tomorrow at Comic Cafe where, you know, we talk about issues and, you know, it's more of our community radio globally. So, you know, don't get 30 days for hurting a coworker or nothing like that or for somebody coming to work putting fish inside the motherfucking microwave. Got the whole office smelling like, listen, don't hurt nobody. Call in and put their ass on blast tomorrow night, Comic Cafe, where there are no menus, but you will be served what your ass deserves. So that's our show for tonight. Wednesday, don't forget, you can always listen to the archives 24/7, 365 at monsterusradio.com. The only price that we ask is that you share the link. You get it? So, all right, on the way up out of here, I'm just going to say peace. I'm out.
Peace out.
Peace out.
Thank you for listening. Bye.
Love you.